The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Friday. And I'm sure, what is it, the 10th, Mike? I don't have my screen open. I'm in a remote location here. I got two laptops on a tabletop, and one top on the top decided it wasn't going to cooperate. And I had to do it on the other laptop. Now, there goes all my info. At any rate, technical problems, they do exist in this non-perfect world. Steve Elkins, how are you doing this afternoon?
Well, you know my normal Friday ritual, right? What do I do on Friday nights? What's
on Friday
my passion?
Nights, you, what's my go passion? You go do a jazz show on a
that's
local
right.
radio station.
And why do I do that? Because that's my release. And I'm here tonight because, well, you talked me into it. Actually, you didn't have to twist my arm, but... I think this may be one of the best broadcasts we ever do tonight, John. I'm very fired up, a lot of passion, a lot of anger. This is going to be my therapy tonight, rather than my jazz.
Well, it's starting to hit home.
Yes, it is.
And that made me reconsider some things, and I talked to the staff at the network. Mm-hmm. I guess we have, first off, because this is going to get involved, and I do not want to stop the train of thought once it starts. But I understand that we have Tristan in Australia. Hello, Tristan, are you there?
Yes, Matt, hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well, or as well as to be expected. We're supposed to be in a constitutionally centered republic here, and we still have our ability to say no and still keep our guns, but they're finding ways around this. The New World Order crowd, they've been beating the hell out of Australia. I have had scant news come out of Australia. You guys were supposed to have a national strike. Truckers were getting involved, getting everybody across Australia. That includes, what, four states, two territories, and then to the east of you, you have Little Australia. I think they call that New Zealand. But we have had, Tristan, next to no information coming out of Australia. What is going on down there?
Well, we're getting smashed at the moment. It really feels like we are the testing ground for this, what many people refer to as the New World Order. COVID being used as a cover, you know, as a tool to implement a new society built on total control, total surveillance, and the oppression of the people into a new, you know, modern-day slavery. The southern states, Victoria and New South Wales, they're under the pump. You know, 2020, it was Victoria's, they were fessed up, and they were under a total controlling regime. They weren't allowed to leave their home. More than 5 kilometres, they couldn't leave. They had helicopters and drones flying over that neighbourhoods at night, keeping an eye on the neighbourhoods. And now it's moved up the east coast to New South Wales. It's reminiscent of Nazi Germany, New South Wales at the moment. If you're an essential worker, you're allowed to travel to work, but the police will stop you and ask to see your paperwork. Now, that picture, you know, quite a few pictures from the 40s after during World War II, when the Nazis officers were stopping the women, you know, photos of the women and the kids in the street, and they're asking to see their papers. Now, this is exactly what's happening in Australia right now. The cops are pulling people over, asking to see the papers, to make sure that they are an essential worker. They're bringing in the vaccine passport very soon. Already there's many establishments that are saying they're going to be denying entry to any unvaccinated person. It's really picking up pace. It's a concerning situation we're in here. And I think it's a warning to all the other countries around the world what's to come.
Now, Tristan, we don't have any background on you. I've never spoken to you before. Who are you and what do you do down there in Australia?
Well, I'm just a regular guy. 9/11, the events around 9/11, when I started researching that, that's what really woke me up. I always knew that something wasn't quite right about the way we were living, but the events around 9/11 is what really woke me up. And since then, I've been speaking out, trying to create awareness around the fact that it's highly likely that there's a few selected families around the world that call the shots, and that they don't have our best interests at heart. The corporations, Big Pharma, they're not really based on healing us. They're based on treating symptoms only, generating income, keeping us sick. It all ties in. So that, you know, and then when my second child, he was 12 months old, you know, I had heard theories about the, vaccines being not safe and not tested properly and having faulty science behind it. I was still caught up in this busy world, and I didn't take the time to do my own research correctly, and my son suffered horrendous side effects. He was speaking well at 12 months, happy, eating, sleeping, he was ahead of his time, and overnight after the vaccine, he experienced termination of speech, absent seizures, stopped playing with his sister, stopped eating, started waking up about 20 times a night, constantly crying. My kid changed overnight, and obviously we started looking into the vaccines, and that really blew the lid off things for us.
I have said this about Australia. The globalists, and this is the New World Order operation, Tristan. We had a taste of this back in 2008 with manipulating markets to a grand scale, and then having governments turnaround to make up for people that were reselling real estate over and over and over again, running up between $1 and $1.4 quadrillion off of this, what they call the banking crisis of 2008. In actuality, it was the biggest ripoff ever witnessed by mankind. And of course, the governments around the world went into their debt cookie jar to borrow money, to give to corporations, to give to selected individuals. Well, a lot of money. Nobody was called into question. Nobody was charged. Nobody went to court. Nobody was found guilty. And certainly nobody went to jail. This was the start of the undoing. This was the first move globally by the globalists, but they weren't done. I don't know exactly. I'm not down in Australia. You know better than I how that affected your economy, but it was devastating here. People lost their lives, their fortunes, their marriages, their homes, their businesses, you name it, driven right into the dust. And they had not one vote on it, not one say in the process. And then we turn around to the COVID-19 scam, and they're finishing off the job. Now, Steve Elkins is joining me today. Say hello, Steve.
Hello, Tristan. How are you?
Hi, good, Steve. How's yourself?
Yeah. Glad you could join us today. We're really concerned about what's happening in Australia down under there, because what's happening there is starting to happen here now, and you're in the thick of it right now. And I thank you for coming on. Thank you for putting up the good fight here. We're praying for you. We really are, and we're holding out. That I've got a lot of questions. So I'll let John get back to it, but I've got tons of questions for you as long as you can stay with us.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing, guys. We know you guys are with us, and we're with you, as we are with everyone around the world that's fighting for the free, for our future generations. This is what everyone needs to remember. We might be separated by invisible lines called borders and by oceans, but you can pick up on the energy of the people doing the same thing in the other countries, and that's what you need to focus on, because we're all fighting the same fight. We need to rise up together. We're in the most pivotal time in human history, and we're here for a reason. Now, you choose your side. You can either tell your great-grandkids what you did, and you complied and didn't have the balls to stand up, or you say you went to the front line and you fought as hard as you could, and that's why that's why you're free today.
Well, you are now at a distinct advantage. As a matter of fact, I have a T-shirt that was sent to me once your governments down there, plural, declared owning firearms to be illegal, and they confiscated all your firearms. I have a shirt that has got the picture, the infamous picture of the junkyard with the claw machine grabbing just tons and tons of guns to smash and melt them down. Yeah, and it says on the T-shirt, "G'day, mate." And you are at a distinct disadvantage because you already see what they're willing to do to you, and now you don't have the ability to really put up a strong resistance.
Now, the police have an operation called Sierra Lynette in Queensland. It's a COVID task force. They are monitoring anyone that speaks up. They're monitoring. I'm under constant harassment and intimidation tactics by the police. Now, the reason why I'm mentioning this is because I need to be careful what I say, obviously, because I'll be listening to this interview for sure. But what I'm going to tell Americans is, do not give up your firearms. Do not do what we did and buy into the brainwashing and the call that they use, which is, it's for your own protection. We're going to disarm you for your own protection. We need the guns off you.
Tristan, if I may ask you a question here, Tristan, if I can ask you a question. Now, how did that come about? I have a friend in South Africa, some connections in South Africa, and we know they use that little trick of turning your guns in to fill out paperwork, and we'll hand them back to you once you register your firearms. How did this happen in Australia? How did they get your firearms?
Well, there was a massacre in Tasmania, which is a little island off the south coast of Australia, and it's called the Port Arthur Massacre. You can look it up. There'll be a lot of information there. It's highly likely it was a setup. When you look further into it, just like 9/11, you start putting all these things together, and all the professionals start coming out and saying, well, it, could not have happened the way that the official narrative is telling us. There's a lot of holes in this theory. So they used as an excuse, look, they said, look, all these people have been killed in, you know, a short amount of time by one guy. He had semi-automatic weapons, so we're now going to make semi-automatic weapons illegal. There's going to be an amnesty period where you can hand over your guns, whether they're registered or not, because in Australia you have to be, it's very strict rules. You have to have your firearms registered, you have to have a license, you have to put in permits to acquire guns, all the serial numbers are known. So they said, look, we'll turn a blind eye to any illegal firearms, you give them back now, and we'll just simply take them off you. So they went around and did that, and they also, at the moment, so the cops came to my house a few weekends ago, and I saw them at the front gate, and they're saying, we're here to confiscate your firearms. We're revoking your firearms license and your firearms. And I said, right, I've been waiting for this moment, so I wasn't very surprised. I had prepared myself for it. And I said, what's the reason behind it? And they said, well, here's the paperwork. I said, no, well, you're here to take my guns. Why are you here? So they read through the paperwork, like they haven't read it before, and they said, well, we've classified you as an unfit and improper person, which I laughed at. And, you know, I pretty much just said, well, do you have a warrant to be on my property? And they said, no. I said, good, wait there, because they're right at the front. I said, wait there. I went inside, called my barrister, and had a chat with him. And he said, well, if they've got the paperwork, you can either give it to them peacefully, or they'll come back with a SWAT team and raid your house. So, yeah, I handed the weapons over.
They'll come back and kill you, basically. Yeah.
Right. Well,
Tristan,
right.
Do you have a black market? Tristan, do you have a black market?
Of course, you know of course, and yeah. And of course there is. And good. Because at the start of 2020, I started really speaking out. It came to the point in my life where I said, you know what, I'm going to start speaking out. I've never spoken publicly, but I advertised an event in the city. We had about 3,000 people turn up, which is, you know, we've only got 25 million people in Australia, and it's very spread out. So to get 3,000 on your first attempt it was a sign of the times. People were finally ready to start waking up and start taking action. And since that day, people really got behind me, and I've started a movement called the People's Revolution. And last rally, we had about 50,000 turn up. So it's really starting to take off, and the energy is just pumping.
Tristan, let me ask you this, as I ask anybody that becomes an activist, anybody that's speaking out, I always ask the question, what was your motivation for doing this? You had serious conversations with yourself. You thought about this for a very long time. What made you decide that, look, I'm taking this as a personal responsibility and I'm stepping out in the light? What made you do that?
Our kids, man, you know? Our kids are defenseless. And if people don't start waking up.
Same reason I have, John. The kids. Children.
Yeah, but they're putting us in a position that we can't even protect our children. I don't know if you heard, there was a story circulating a couple of days ago where a pregnant mother had received one of the COVID shots. She had a birth. She was literally breastfeeding her baby, and her baby died in her arms from the vaccine. And all of this is coming home to roost. And Tristan, I'm glad to have Steve with me today. I asked him to come on because this is now starting to hit home with him. This is hitting so many people because now they're being told that you are the enemy because you're unvaccinated. We're going to punish you. We're going to find you. We're going to beat you up. We're going to jail you. And if you resist too much, we may have to kill you.
Yeah.
This, to me, this is now starting to strike home. At the network, I do not have to worry about it. I'm in a city called Round Rock, just north of the capital of Texas. I have my own storefront, but it's not really accessible by the public. It's really not a publicly trading spot, if you will. But the people that work for me, I'm not entertaining any ideas from anybody about vaccinations, about anything. But the narrative, kill that break, Mike. But the narrative now that is being put out, and I'm seeing people equivocate, and I am just so angry because the people don't seem to have the courage of their own convictions. What you're hearing now is that, well, I'm not against vaccinations, but, well, I'm against vaccinations because the majority of the vaccinations that have been pumped out by these drug companies for flu or anything else. And then you get to join a class action lawsuit and get pennies on the dollar because they harmed you, you know, your family.
None of these vaccines are tested properly. None of these vaccines are tested properly. If you actually spend the time and research the safety studies, they're formula.
There are none. Tristan, we are the test subjects.
Oh, yeah.
We are the test subjects.
That's right. Well, in terms of the COVID vaccine, in quotation marks, vaccine, because it's not a vaccine, it's gene therapy, it's mRNA, changes in DNA. In terms of that, they admit, look, they've previously tried to test this on animals. In these animal studies, some of these animal studies, 100% of the animals died within the trial period. To get around that in Australia, they brought on this state of emergency. So through the state of emergency, they said, oh, look, we're in this state of emergency. It's so important. We're going to skip animal testing, and we're going to go straight to the human trial. So everybody in Australia right now is part of a human trial with no safety studies. They are the safety study, and that's why people are dropping like flies.
And no protections. Here's the thing. You're not really being given a choice. They are incrementally taking every bit of ground out from under you. How are you going to feed yourself? How are you going to feed your family? How are you going to pay bills? If your company or corporation is now telling you that, look, you're going to have to get vaccinated if you want a job. Here's what they're doing to you. They're telling you you've got to run the gamble here of taking the quote-unquote shot versus you being able to survive as a human being on a life the state didn't give you, but it's posed to take it away from you.
It's medical extortion is what it is. Medical extortion. Tristan, by chance, do you have an accurate number of the vaccine injury or vaccine deaths? Do you have an accurate number?
Well, accurate is an interesting choice of words because we have government statistics, which you know have been estimated to be between 1 and 10% of the actual number. Now, in Queensland this year, in the first 9 months of 2021, we've had one death from COVID. They're still locking us in our homes. They're still telling us we can't travel more than 10 kilometres from our homes. We can't do this. We can't do that. Now, in terms of deaths from the vaccines, the official Therapeutical Goods Administration, which is the TGA in Australia, sort of like the FDA, I guess, their official statistics say there's now been over 400 deaths following the COVID vaccine, about 45,000 adverse reactions. And we haven't been vaccinating for long. We've only just started this. And these numbers are delayed. And these numbers are only, you times these numbers by 10 or somewhere between 10 and 100, and you're going to get a more accurate figure.
Right.
Yeah. So
the situation that they are not going to let go of this, did it dawn on anybody that the governments, the respective governments now, I guess it's winter time down there in Australia, right?
It's springtime now. We're just in spring, yeah.
Okay, what's the average daily temperature right now down there?
Well, I'm in Brisbane, so even in winter, it gets up to, you know, mid-20s. It's cold overnight and in the early mornings, but you go down south to Melbourne and it's freezing. Miserable winters. It changes
It's fascinating to me. I'm in Central Texas. Texas is known for a couple of things, being very large and being very hot. It can get very, very warm down here. And this entire summer, what all we've been hearing, you've got to get the flu shot. You got to get the vaccination. And when I would run into people that were still masked up, walking around in 100-degree heat with a mask on, and it being drenched from their facial sweat. I would look at them and go, how long you been in Texas? Well, I've lived in Texas all my life. Well, when was the last time you saw a flu epidemic in the middle of the damn summer? And they would stop and they would look at you like they never even considered that. They are so locked into the government, quote-unquote, science being relayed to them and these politicians making choices that they have absolutely no business making.
No experience.
Based on what? The false science. So everybody has been lying. Everybody has been lying. And what the travesty to this, and you're going the point of this, Steve, is you're going to start to see this. The reason I brought up the winter-summer thing, because our flu season starts somewhere November, December, January, February in this country. But down there, that's your summertime. So come November, you're going to be in the throes of summer, but yet they're going to be pushing these vaccines on you, telling you that, no, you've got to take this.
Yeah.
It defies even fundamental logic.
There's no logic. The illogical is tried to be made logical. There's no logic. There's no science here at all. They're just avoiding all that. Tristan, a question for you. Do your people know and understand Klaus Schwab and his speech about the Great Reset, eugenics, Bill Gates' eugenics depopulation agenda? Do they understand this?
The people in the movement are aware of Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and their eugenics ploy. The mainstreamers, people refer to them as the sheeple over here. They have no idea. They've never heard of the Global Economic Forum. They've never heard of Klaus Schwab. They think Bill Gates is a philanthropist. Mm-hmm. This is a lifetime of brainwashing. This is what it does here. Mm-hmm. The media, the mainstream media, are the real virus. It's a war of information. So when you, they're very clever, obviously. I call them evil geniuses, the way they've gone about this.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I agree with that.
No, it's 50-50 whether this virus exists or not. If it does exist, it's no worse than the seasonal flu. The seasonal flu takes more lives in Australia every year than COVID has even come close to taking, in theory.
And by the way, Tristan, on that point, I wanted to ask you, here in the United States, we didn't have a flu season last year.
Nope.
We had
they disappeared, didn't it?
Yeah, we had a COVID-19 panic, and that was it. There were no other strains of flu. Yeah. All other flu got scared off, I guess. They didn't want to be close to the COVID-19. I don't know. But look, by the way, I don't know if you knew this or not, Tristan, but this... Steve Elkins is joining me on this Friday. He usually does Mondays with me. We co-host with each other. And he is down in Florida, and he's a registered nurse. And I have been asking him the last several weeks on air, what are you going to do? Because here's the trick, same thing they're doing in Australia. And by the way, my cue up Joe Biden's, I got Joe Biden's 2.5 minute, you're going to have to take the vaccine speech that he gave, I guess. Was that today, Mike, or was that yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the position that everybody is taking here, and I'd like to know where Antifa is in Australia, the anti-fascist, because now we're seeing the biggest dose of fascism we have ever seen. The corporations telling the private individuals that you're not going to be able to work for us unless you do this. Now, if that is not corporatism or in-your-face fascism, where's Antifa complaining about this?
Yeah. Tyrants. Tyrants. He's a tyrant now. He's a dictator. He's a king. He's gone off the deep end here. John, if you heard the speech, and I watched a little bit, telling that he's going to remove governors who will not obey his orders. We've got a guy here who's out of control. He's acting like a king now. We got to do something about this.
For the benefit of Tristan, Mike, go ahead and play that clip. I think it's only 2 minutes. It's the truncated version. We're not going to play you 20 minutes of this guy that's in the White House that is pretending to be the 46th president of the United States.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Go ahead and play that, Mike.
First, we must increase vaccinations among the unvaccinated with new vaccination requirements. With nearly 80 million eligible Americans who have not gotten vaccinated, many said they were waiting for approval from the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA. Well, last month, the FDA granted that approval. So, the time for waiting is over. This summer, we made progress through the combination of vaccine requirements and incentives, as well as the FDA approval. 4 million more people got their first shot in August than they did in July. But we need to do more. This is not about freedom or personal choice. It's about protecting yourself and those around you, the people you work with, the people you care about, the people you love. My job as president is to protect all Americans. So tonight, I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated.
Let's take this break. We'll be back. Tristan, hang on. Steve, we'll be right back.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back. God bless the child that's got his own. We're talking with Tristan down under. I believe you said you're in Victoria, Tristan?
No, I'm in Brisbane, which is in the state of Queensland.
I'm sorry. Didn't mean to transplant you there. Let's finish out JoJo's little speech here. This is going to affect millions. Governors need to be taken out of office if they don't want to comply. It's over the top. Mike, go ahead and finish that clip out, please.
To ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated or show a negative test at least once a week. Some of the biggest companies are already requiring this. United Airlines, Disney, Tyson's Food, and even Fox News. The bottom line, we're going to protect vaccinated workers from unvaccinated coworkers. We're going to reduce the spread of COVID-19 by increasing the share of the workforce that is vaccinated in businesses all across America. My plan will extend the vaccination.
Yeah, and then he goes on. You have an agency down there, skynews.au?
Yep, Sky News, yep.
I have seen them do some reporting that has not been real favorable. I don't know who these people are. I guess that's the question I'm asking you. because the only thing I could think of, here in America, all of our media, up to, you even heard JoJo here, that's what I call the guy masquerading as president, JoJo's say that even Fox News is telling its employees they've got to take the vaccine now. Fox News was the only conservative news outlet in this country, and they went bye-bye. They have joined in on the dark side. So One America News is the only one that's been doing any reporting whatsoever, honest reporting on the Trump election, the stealing of it. They have been doing some honest reporting on the vaccine situation, but no other news agency in this country, bar none, are doing any reports except the guys in the white coats. They're the experts. We're going to follow the science. Now, your Sky News down there, that's why I ask you who these people are, because I have seen clips and I've played them and I posted them on our website. They're not exactly in favor of this jabbing either. What other information is available to the people in Australia?
None. If you're talking in terms of the mainstream media, they're all sold out big time. They're spreading this whole pandemic is based on the fear mongering of the mainstream media. They play a massive part in what's happening here today in Australia. If you want any sort of unbiased information, you have to search the internet for yourself.
Okay, now that you said that, you know the next thing that's coming, right?
What's that?
You just said it. Here in this country, regardless of them blocking the news, taking over the social platforms, Twitter, Facebook, can't post anything to the contrary about the plandemic. The way you have been communicating with each other has been through the internet. So what is the next logical step?
Yes, of course, they can try and make that very hard for us very easily if they wanted to. But I think at the moment they're using it. So this bill just got passed. It's called the Identify and Disrupt Bill. Now, this allows the police and the federal police to take control of social media accounts like Facebook, Instagram, whatever it may be.
Oh, God.
They can edit the post. They can make a post on your behalf. They can send messages, receive messages. They can totally do things on your behalf. Then they can use that to prosecute you. They can use that to monitor other people and entrap them and prosecute them. This is called Identify and Disrupt Bill. It's just been passed last week, I think it was. So they're totally setting us up. There's another one called the ASIO bill, ASIO bill. I think that's the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation. They've passed the bill. Well, actually, sorry, this is in the stages of being passed as we speak. It's had, you know, had a few readings. It has to be voted on. It'll get through. What this does is anyone that's labelled as an organiser of a political event, so any sort of activist, they can be detained without a warrant. They can be held for an indefinite amount of time. They have the right to a lawyer, but if that lawyer interferes with the interview, that lawyer is removed, and they do not have the right to remain silent. So they are treated in the same way as a terrorist is treated in Australia.
Well, what you just described there was the United States had already done that through the National Defense Authorization Act. They did that the last go-around that they supposedly went out there to get money for our military. They put in there the provision, if the federal government deems you to be a terrorist, well, then you do processes out the window. You don't get any phone calls. You don't get a lawyer. Don't expect to ever go home, because we will remove you and ship you abroad in a prison camp, whatever. It doesn't matter. We now are the vaccine terrorists because, and here's their logic. And again, Steve, you said they're trying to make logic out of an illogical situation.
Right.
Okay, so you don't want to get the vaccine, and they're going to mandate you to get the vaccine if you want to go to work. Well, if other people in that company or corporation has gotten the vaccine, what threat could you be to them?
You're not. That's what spells out the agenda. That's exactly what spells out the agenda. And if you've also had COVID and recovery, which means you have natural immunity now and the antibodies, there's no reason to push it on you. But the very idea that they don't want to recognize natural acquired immunity spells out this is an agenda. This is eugenics. This is depopulation. This is Pandora's Box. Pandora's Box, saying once, one time, just one time, means you need to say yes every other time after that. And the boosters, the endless boosters that'll be coming, the poison, the toxin, you lose your ability in the future to ever make a decision on your own behalf if you say yes one time. You have given ownership to them, control to them.
Yeah, you're giving me consent. Yeah. They make these claims here in public that even if you are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, so you had your two or three doses, you can still contract COVID, you can still spread it. Right. So wouldn't logic tell you that that should just be a personal choice? If somebody else chooses not to get the vaccine, that they can't, they're not affecting you in any way more than what you are as a vaccinated person? Like, it doesn't make sense logically, but people, for some reason, just can't take that first little step into thinking for themselves. This years and years of conditioning and brainwashing through the media, it's really put us in the spot that we are in.
Well, and you are in a spot, and you have to recognize that they are not going to let up. They're going to continue this. Mm. What are you guys expecting for the future here?
Well, I'm sitting back and rubbing my hands together, to be honest. Like I said, I've been trying to make people aware of what's going on for the last 15 years. And now it's come to the point where I've realized that, yes, we are, you know, we are in a stage of mass awakening. It's good. People, for the first time since I've sort of become active, I can see people already, and people are starting to come to the front line. But it's a numbers game. And to get the numbers, it's obvious that now these things have to happen to people as individuals. They have to feel the oppression. They have to feel the effect of it themselves. And that's all going to come very soon. So what I'm saying is this situation is going to get a whole lot worse very quickly. And
Tristan, here in the United States, during World War II, they had internment camps where they put Japanese Americans who were not a threat, but they simply were Japanese. We are looking here at a possibility, and I think this is a very good possibility. These big box stores out here, John, that went out, what, a couple years back in 17, I think it was 2017, Sam's Clubs and Walmarts, they reconverted them. We don't know what actually happened. We know the United Nations were a part of this whole agenda on the roofs guarding the building, secrecy of going in and what was being built on the inside. I can only think that they have an idea that they're going to house a lot of people who will refuse these vaccines, which I'm right there. You see that situation in Australia, kind of like a FEMA camp to house refusers.
So they've started building quarantine camps, is what they're referring to them as. So when people, you know, come from overseas, they can put them in these quarantine camps, or if people are, you know, infected in the community, they put them into these quarantine camps. But I also think it's very likely that these are actually going to be camps used to place the people that are showing dissent or are refusing to comply. They're going to chuck them straight into these camps and keep them there indefinitely. That's a possibility.
We saw the reports, by the way, of 24,000 kids that were rounded up. Parents were not allowed to accompany them into a stadium, and they were all there to get the shot. And the reports that we had back that three children got extremely sick, two died, but we've had no other updates on what's going on with that.
Mm. Well, neither have we. They're keeping it very quiet, which is not a... It's not a sign that fills you with confidence. Like you said, there were 24,000 students. They were shut. The politicians came out and said, we're going to take very good care of your children. We're going to chaperone them into the stadium for you. We're going to look after them. Within days, I think three were dead. And we haven't really heard anything since. Now, statistically, 24,000 people vaccinated, there's going to be carnage. And there's going to be carnage very soon. It's going to be, you know... The thing is, as time goes on, more and more people are going to who choose to get the vaccine, injection, I shouldn't say vaccine, who choose to get the injection, are going to have adverse effects, and some of them are going to die. Right. It's a matter of whether the general population can link their disease or their death to the vaccine. So who knows? It might take years. might take 2 years, 3 years for this really to take effect. So matter of information.
Well, Tristan, the reason I brought up the variances in climates, you guys are heading into your summer down there. Come November, and many people have been predicting this, medical doctors, virologists, bacteriologists, they're saying that these spike proteins in this mRNA is going to cause devastating health effects, and it may take as a matter of minutes or hours, days or weeks, but certainly within months, more people are going to be dropping dead of this. And isn't the timing...
There you go.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, that's what they call the Delta strain over here. You know, there's a new strain they call the Delta strain, and
right.
Looking very likely that it's the vaccinated people... It's a repercussion of the vaccine and the vaccinated people.
Shedding.
But that's right, they're shedding. But
the British government just... Yeah, the British government just came out today and made the statement that our economy is slowing down because of this variant. You know, I'm so tired of the lie after lie after compounded lie. We are literally worldwide, and I hope the listeners to this network now begin to really understand this, because I've been doing this, Tristan, for 33 years. Without break, I've been behind a microphone. Without break for 33 years, and it's taken its toll on me, but I've hung tough.
Yeah.
I've found reasons to dig myself in, retrench, and have at it. But what are we going to be told when people start dropping dead of the COVID-19, whether it's AstraZeneca, whether it's Pfizer, whether it's J&J, whatever. People are going to start dropping dead, and dollars to donuts, what they're going to do is go right back into the cycle. Okay, well, you need another vaccine or you need a booster because, see, you've got the flu and you're dying of the flu.
Yeah.
This is on such a massive scale worldwide. This is hard to even get your mind wrapped around. This is literally humanity in a fight for its life.
Yes, it is.
And it is concerning, isn't it? Because that's once you understand what's happening, that's concerning. But when you look around at your workmates, at the people around you in the shopping centres, and you realise that they have no idea what is actually taking place, that takes it to a whole other level. They've really done a number on us as a race, you know. They've really have done it well. But
you know, normally, Tristan, when they carry out programs like this, they give you gradual taste of the of what they're doing, their agenda. They give you a gradual, little bit at a time, kind of the frog in the pot of water. They turn the heat up slowly, so you don't recognize the changes. I think that's what's happening. At least that's what's happening in your country. Here, I don't know. I mean, you guys are more active there. It's definitely hit you much harder. I think they've turned that water up a little higher than they have with us yet, but it's coming on now. I think last night was a sign of the times that we're the enemy now, John. You and I are the enemy. We're coming after you. We're coming after you now. That's a direct threat.
Let me just interrupt you. Yeah. It's obvious that your JoJo over there, he's told you what's going to happen. The plan is to create a division in society, the vaxxed versus unvaxxed. To combat that, you can't. Look, there was a pub, it's a big pub in this Brisbane city that stated on Fridays it's going to have something called a jab club. In the jab club, if you're vaccinated, you come in, and originally you were going to get free drinks, but you're not allowed to give free alcohol in this country, so they come under fire, and they change it to, you know, happy hour, they get cheap drinks and make donations. So unvaccinated people aren't allowed in, vaccinated people are allowed in, and that's how they're going to cause a split. So to combat that is, you can't go make an unvaccinated club, because all you're doing is you're playing into the hands, right? So you really, you've got to rise above what they're trying to do and accommodate everybody, you know? Get everybody feeling the love from each other, even the vaccinated people. That's their choice to get the vaccine. If that's their choice, that's their choice. It's a bad choice, in my opinion, but we're fighting for freedom, right? So if you want to have the freedom to choose that's up to you. You really have to focus on bringing people together and not pain into the hands of the split.
I agree.
Well,
I see your jab club to become this slab club, you know, stiff lying on a slab. That's exactly what's going to happen. And the bodies pile up on the slab in the morgue.
Yeah.
You know, I got to tell you guys, I resisted the idea that this is a worldwide culling process. You know, we've all familiarized ourselves with the stories, the Georgia Guidestones, even some of the top-notch globalists saying that, well, we've got too many people on the face of the earth and we have to eliminate 75% of the population. I have resisted, but I am now in full compliance with the conspiracy belief, that's right, it is a conspiracy, that in fact that this is their depopulation schedule that you're seeing right now.
Well, what's the difference between the conspiracy and the truth? They say about 6 months.
Yeah, that's about difference. 6 months.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think it's something they call soft kill, infertility. They're not going to, you know, they can't. If it is true, they want to depopulate the planet. They can't come out with their machine guns and just start mowing people down because every one of us is going to start fighting back. We're going to unite. They don't want us to unite. They don't want us to fight back. So they do it sneakily and quietly in over a period of time. So it's very possible that this vaccine and other vaccines, this injection and other vaccines, are going to make us infertile through generations to come, and slowly our numbers are going to start lowering. It's a very possible scenario.
Well, this time around, the bodies are going to start piling up. They've had to manufacture that information here in this country. And Steve is aware of this because he's in a hospital. That hospital after hospital has come out and told the media, local media does stories with them. Oh, we're busting at the seams with COVID-19 patients. And then people will go out to those very same hospitals and recording that there is nobody there. Nobody. Your emergency rooms are empty. The lobbies of the hospitals are empty. The parking lots are empty. In other words, there's nobody there. But this time around, when people start hitting the slab, you can bet your bottom dollar they're going to come out and say, see, here's another variant of the flu that's killing you people.
Yeah.
And they will
use that. They'll blame it on the unvaccinated.
Yeah. They got a backup story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, wife and I were talking about it, and I think we both agreed when the young people cannot get impregnated, the girls can't get impregnated, and the young boys are shooting blanks and they can't have children. You're going to see teen pregnancy plummet, by the way, and there's no need for birth control anymore because you'll be sterilized. But what will they do? What will they say? Wait a minute here. We can't have children. What's going on here? Will they put it all together, or will the government come up with another narrative saying it's got to be global warming? It's got to be the toxins in the air that people can't have children anymore. But it's quite obvious. I don't know. Sometimes I don't have a lot of hope that the average guy on the street there is smart enough to figure this out. This isn't rocket science. I figured it out very, very fast. John did. You figured it out. I'm just kind of hoping more people. We have 80 million people in this country who have not taken this jab. I'm going to rely on those 80 million people, probably the same people voted for Donald Trump, who got screwed over in the election here in 2020 election. I'm going to rely on those 80 million people to grow a spine and stand up and fight for your life on this one. Fight for your
80
life.
80 million is a big army.
I'm hoping.
Yes, it is. Well, and hey, look, Tristan, we have what? There has been estimates that there are as high as 500 million personal weapons in this country. So there is a reason why Yamamoto said during World War II, when asked about the possibility of the Japanese army invading the United States, he said, what you're going to find is a gun behind every blade of grass. Are you crazy? We're not going to invade that country because the people themselves have the ability to resist.
Yeah.
And you guys and you guys no longer have that. Tristan, I'll tell you what, we're coming up on the top of the hour here. I appreciate you coming up. Mike, make sure that you have his phone number. Tristan, I would like to stay in voice contact with you. You've been kind of out of the loop for the last couple of weeks. But I want
to
make
sure. Yeah, I'm more than happy to stay in contact, sure.
Yeah, I would appreciate that because you're a man that's motivated by the right reasons. You've had one of your children shot up with a jab, and you're now starting to experience what everybody else has been talking about. And unfortunately, until that reaches home to the personal level and experience of people, you know, they may take it or leave it, believe it or not, but you're there. You know exactly what's going on.
Yeah, I'm happy to stay in touch. And just before I go, I want to finish on a good note here. On the July 24th was my favorite time since this pandemic began, this so-called pandemic began. In Melbourne, which is the southern state, they have been under the pump for 18 months. They've been locked down. They've been arrested. Anyone that tries to go outside the home, they're arrested. They're fined. They're pepper sprayed. They're beaten. They're dragged away. After 18 months, on July 24th, we had a national rally. Finally, the people of Melbourne came out in their numbers in a lockdown and took control of the city. They had the police. What the police do is they put up a line. The protesters walked towards the line, then the cops put up a cordon behind them. They trap them in, and then they, you know, they get into them. This time, there was too many people. They just walked straight through the police. The police had to move aside because there was just way too many. There's 50,000 down there. They moved to the side, and the Melbourne people took control of the city, and they owned it for the next 3 or 4 hours. And that was a really inspiring moment, and it just proves that it's a numbers game. And if we can get the numbers needed,
if I can get one last question before you leave, if I get one last question before you leave.
We're running out of time, Steve.
Yeah, the enforcers. Do they believe they're going to get special preference? Why are they participating? Do they believe they're going to get special preference from the globalists?
Well, who knows what's going through their heads? They might believe the story. They might believe the agenda, and that the protesters are dangerous people. I'm not sure, but their time is coming, and Nuremberg 2.0 is on its way. And anyone that's on the wrong side of history may find themselves in a very uncomfortable position very soon.
Well, if not, if you can straighten out your house down there, and we're praying that you can, and I know you're doing the same thing, you're looking at the United States, there's going to be a lot of jobs available for good men that are not bullies, that just do not just take orders and then go out and use their police powers on their fellow citizens. A lot of job opportunities coming up. All right, Tristan, I thank you so much for joining us today. I will stay in contact with you. And chin up, eh, mate?
Yeah, no, we're going good, man. I'm confident. I'm feeling good. And if I wasn't feeling that way, I wouldn't be on the front line trying to support the people into a positive place. So we're gonna be right. It's gonna take time, but we'll get there in the end.
Well, there's two things certain. It's always been said: death and taxes. Well, taxes is one issue, but death. Nobody gets off this mortal coil alive. But it's up to us. We are masters. We chart our own course. It is our lives. It belongs to no other. And I will protect that life and yours as well with my dying breath if need be. We are literally in a fight for humanity. All right.
That's right.
Tristan?
If you want to protect your children, you got to go out there and do it yourself. Don't rely on anybody else. And if you guys in America want to support the movement we've got going on here, the website is www.thepeoplesrevolution.com.au. You can make a donation or you can buy some merchandise. Just get behind us. Send us a good message, whatever it is. And we'll talk soon, and I'll keep you posted.
Very good, sir. Thank you,
Thank
Tristan.
Thank you, Tristan. God bless. Keep the fight up.
See you guys. Thanks.
Okay.
You too. All right, we'll talk soon. See ya.
Bye-bye. All right, let's take top of the hour break, Steve. Wow. It is terrible. At any rate, hour two coming up. Everybody stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.